We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Ready, down, put.
This is the Bear Report Podcast. With Zach Pearson, and Aaron Lenning, providing extensive coverage of the Chicago Bears.
Go Bears!
Presented by Blue Wire Pods. And now, here are your hosts, Zach Pearson and Aaron Lenning.
And now joining us here on the Bear Report Podcast, we have a very special guest. He's going to break down the Houston Texans for us. It's James from the Texans Unfiltered Podcast, part of the Blue Wire Network. We're going to get some good insight on the Bears' week three opponents and a familiar face in town with Lovie Smith. James, thanks for taking the time to join me today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, for sure. So let's kind of get into it, man. Through two games, what has kind of been the theme for the Texans? How's it gone week one now to week two? I saw they were in the game against the Broncos, probably should have won that. And they obviously had the week one. I believe it was a tie against the Indianapolis Colts. What kind of have you seen so far from the Texans?
I've seen a team that's not ready yet. The team is starting off decently in the first three quarters, and then the fourth quarter, everything just kind of goes away. They haven't been great on offense yet in either game. They had a 17-point lead against the Colts. Obviously, we saw how that finished. Had a 6-point lead against the Broncos going into the fourth, and then the Broncos scored a touchdown and we couldn't get anything going offensively. Defense has been fine. Offense with new offensive coordinator, Pep Hamilton, has not clicked at all. Davis Mills doesn't look like the quarterback he was the last six games of the year. Last year, he's inaccurate. He's sailing balls, throwing them in the dirt. This team is just not looking like they're ready yet. But we do have a good running back now. Offensive line starting to put it together, but still a lot of questions around the offense and what they're capable of.
Yeah, you talked about right there, you know, Davis Mills last year, everyone talked about the first five quarterbacks. We got one here in Chicago and Justin Fields, but I thought Davis Mills had a pretty good year last year for a rookie. Is it just this year? Is it he just doesn't have the weapons? Is it just the scheme that's coming in here? What's kind of going on with him through the first two games that you've seen?
Yeah, I would say it's probably a combination of the two, to be honest with you. There's definitely a lack of weapons. And then Pep Hamilton's new offense just is very it's like a one read design. So you have your go to read that you're as a quarterback sitting there, and that's kind of who they want you to go to. He's not really progressing through his reads and cutting, like scanning the field. He's forcing a lot of balls to Cooks. A lot of the out routes that he's throwing are just terrible balls. It seems like there's a lot of timing involved in this offense now compared to what it was last year. And I think that's throwing Davis off. I don't think that's really his specialty. So we've definitely seen a pretty significant drop off from Davis Mills. And we're hoping it'll get corrected this week. But honestly, nothing shows us that will be the case.
So outside of Mills on the offense, who's kind of a player that, you know, Bears fans should keep an eye on, maybe someone that could actually impact the game outside of the quarterback position?
Yeah, so Bernard Pierce, running back, we took in the fourth round, aggressive runner, keeps his legs moving, is looking for contact, pretty good vision for a fourth-round rookie. He's a name to watch out for. And then obviously Brandon Cooks is going to be another one.
looking at that offensive line, how they held up the past two games, you know, looking at Chicago's defensive line, Robert Quinn, Travis Gibson's coming off a 2-sack game against the Packers, they, you know, Al-Qaeda Muhammad, who I'm sure you're familiar with from his time in Indianapolis. They have a big rotation. They call it kind of their NASCAR package. Who should we be watching on the offensive line? Maybe the Bears can take advantage of.
Yeah, so, I mean, rookie left guard Kenyon Green would be, you know, he started his first game Sunday against the Broncos. Definitely look like a rookie. You know, I would say watch out for him. There's a new center in Scott Quisenberry who's taking over for Justin Britt. Nobody really knows what's going on with Justin Britt, whether he's retiring or coming back or what. He had a terrible opening game against the Colts. So I would say the interior of the offensive line is definitely going to be an opportunity for the Bears. Outside, the tackles, they're fine. They had some moments. They're still gelling as a unit. But Laremy Tunsil on the left side and Titus Howard on the right, is those are your bookend tackles. They're pretty good. Inconsistent, but good. But I would say the interior of the offensive line is probably where you're going to want to go.
Flipping over the defensive side of the ball, who should we be paying attention to? Maybe in the secondary, because as we look at this Bears passing game, 28 total attempts in two games for Justin Fields. It's kind of crazy. Who should he kind of avoid, and who can he maybe pick on a little bit if the Bears want to get this passing game going?
Well, so, I mean, Russell Wilson picked on first-round pick Derek Stingley quite a bit, and Derek definitely started to shy away from contact after a PI call. It'll be interesting to see how he bounces back. But our secondary is actually our best unit. Steven Nelson has come in as an offseason addition, played extremely well. Our second-round pick, Jalen Petrie out of Baylor, safety, he's everywhere. He's a name that's definitely going to – people are going to know his name by the end of the season. Hard-hitting guy, always has a nose for the football and is always around. And then our other safety, Jonathan Owens, who is more known as Simone Biles' husband, it has been on the practice squad for 3 years, and all of a sudden he's really taken a step forward. He's looking really, really good. So I would say the secondary is probably not something you're going to want to test. I would say our linebacking core is probably our weakest aspect of our defense right now, but the defense is playing extremely well. I mean, they've kept us in every single game. They're not the reason why we're losing. It's the offense. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Texans defense feasts on Justin if he's sitting back in the pocket. Now, if he escapes the pocket, that's going to change things a little bit.
With Stingley, you talked about a little bit, he kind of shied away from the contact against Russell. Week one, what kind of happened there? How's his game been through the first 2 weeks? He was an intriguing prospect for me coming out of the draft.
Yeah, I mean, I think he has a total of 6 PBUs through 2 games. Our red zone defense is where we shine and where he shines, to be honest with you. In man coverage, he's sticky as can be, and he's always on the outside hip. We've liked what we've seen from Derek Stingley. I think he got a massive 60-yard pass interception, pass interference call against him against the Broncos, against Cortland Sutton. After that, he seemed to kind of not fight too much with his hands, and he looked like he was just shying away from the contact because he didn't want to get another flag. I'm assuming that'll be corrected, but from a coverage perspective, he's been as advertised.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Up front of that defensive line, where's kind of the weak spot? Where's kind of the strong spot? What do you kind of expect going up against this Bears offensive line?
I mean, our defensive line is very similar to, well, not as talented as the Bears, but we kind of have our own little NASCAR package, I guess. We don't have a nickname for it, but Lovey's all about rotating and having fresh guys in at all times. They've been able to generate a pass rush. They haven't been able to finish quite often. I think we have 3 or 4 sacks through 2 games, but they're getting there. They're definitely collapsing the pocket. They're coming from all angles. Lovey hasn't been one to blitz. He's definitely wants to have a 4 to 5 man rush, but the guys are good. They're just older veteran guys. Jerry Hughes, I think, has 3 sacks so far. So I it might be like 5 or 6 sacks total. But he also had a interception in week 1 against Matt Ryan. So Jerry Hughes is a guy to watch out for on the defensive line. Also, Jonathan Grenard, not a household name. Third round rookie from 2 years ago. Came on pretty heavy last year before his injury. I think he had 9 sacks going into the year. Going into half of the year, and then he got a groin injury and missed the remainder of the season. He's becoming a guy that we're starting to rely on quite a bit when it comes to a pass rush. From like a running back or from a run game perspective, you guys definitely should be able to get something going on the ground. We haven't been very good against the run. It's going to be interesting to see what you guys do against this defensive line.
We're familiar here with Lovey in Chicago, and I'm guessing it's the same style of defense that he wants to run, like the Tampa 2 defense. Almost a bend, don't break. Is that kind of accurate, what's going on in Houston?
I mean, it's pretty much the same. It's the same approach from Lovey. I would say that he's mixing things up a little bit more than what he's done in the past. The Tampa 2 isn't just – it's not our only – you know, it's not the only scheme we use. He'll switch things up. He's not very aggressive, plays a lot of soft zone, but he mixed it up last week against the Broncos and played a lot of heavy man. So I think it just kind of depends on the personnel that we're going up against. I would expect a lot of zone against you guys. I can't see them being in man. Darnell Mooney, really the only true threat on the outside to really worry about. So I would assume they'll probably stay in zone, but we'll see this week.
I got a few more before we wrap things up. From an outsider's perspective, you know, the Texans haven't been good the past couple of years. No offense. So it's kind of hard to kind of pay attention what's going on down there. But what was it like going from Bill O'Brien, you know, David Culley last year, and then maybe the chance to go out and get an offensive-minded head coach this year? But, you know, instead they go with Lovie Smith. What was kind of that reaction from Texans fans and people around the team?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, I think, you know, Texans fans coming off of David Culley, older gentleman, going to Lovie Smith, I definitely think that there is like a mixed bag of emotions from fans. Some are excited that there's a head coach with pedigree and experience and able to come in and kind of maneuver through this rebuild that we're looking for, bring some stability and just kind of be a familiar voice. And then I think there are other fans who are like, really, like, this is what we did again. You know, in my opinion, I think it makes sense where we're at. Lovey is going to help us get through the next 2 seasons, I'd say, maybe 3. As we go through the rebuild, use those draft picks that we got from the Deshaun trade, start to add some valuable pieces to the roster, get them developed, and then we'll see another guy come in. But he's definitely not the long-term answer.
Yeah, my final one before we kind of wrap things up. Give us a score prediction for Sunday's game and maybe an X factor, you know, something to watch for that really could decide this game.
I would say 17-10 Texans. I think the running game is going to get going pretty early. I honestly believe that Davis Mills is going to put it together this week. We've been waiting for it for 2 weeks. He's had some moments. I think that I'm hoping Pep comes out and changes things to fit the way that Davis likes to play. I think our defense will definitely feast on Justin Fields. I'm a big fan of Justin Fields. He was my favorite quarterback coming out of the draft. I'm just not sure that the Bears are doing right by Justin Fields. They're not really supporting him in the sense of, you know, putting pieces around him. And I don't think he's going to have a great day.
Yeah, we don't have a very good track record here in Chicago with starting quarterbacks.
Yeah, so I actually work for a Chicago-based food delivery platform. Okay. And I'm in Chicago twice a month. I'm actually going to be there October 2nd. I was hoping to be there this week and actually try to go to Soldier Field. I'm a big Chicago guy, and you guys are the best fans, I think, of football. So I know it's been rough, and I thought Justin Fields was going to be the guy, but I just don't
know. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, Green Bay wasn't a very inspiring performance. I gave him a pass in that monsoon. That was kind of tough to play in. But, yeah, Green Bay wasn't really an inspiring performance. Just we kind of hope we finally got it right at quarterback. I mean, 13 starts so far. I'm not ready to write it off, but, you know, doesn't look too good so far. But, yeah, James, thanks so much, man, for joining me. Where can everyone follow you on Twitter at? Where can everyone listen to you? And anything else you want to plug?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're on the Blue Wire Network just like you. So you guys can go to Blue Wire Network and find the podcast. We're on all of Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can find a podcast, we're there. You can follow me on Twitter at Young ARI underscore gold. So Young ARI underscore gold on Twitter. You can follow Houston FB Pod on Twitter as well. That's our Texans Unfiltered Twitter handle. And yeah, I appreciate you having me on. Super excited to see what this game looks like. And Zach, I hope you have a wonderful day.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much, man. Same to you, and we'll have to do it again sometime.
Sounds good.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.